Hello and welcome to Detailers Cast. This is Chris from Zirconite UK. Today I'm sponsored by Andy from ASL Valeting. Hello Andy, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, buddy. Not too bad at all. So, you spent a day with us today up at Zirconite UK headquarters. How have you found it?
Yeah, no, really good. Really good. Really enjoyed myself today. So, it's been a pleasurable experience.
Good. We've been shooting a bit of video for you guys. Bit of a promotional footage, should we say, for a promo, and getting some shots on a nice Porsche Taycan.
Yep.
First one you done?
Yes, first one I've done. Yeah. Very nice motor.
They're pretty cars, those, aren't they?
Yes, yeah.
Mind you, the inside of it's a bit nuts, isn't it?
Just a little bit. A bit basic, but, you know, it's what it drives like, so.
It's just different, isn't it? You know, it's not, you know, that layout's pretty much an iPad and a few buttons, but yeah, it's weird. Trust me, moving it off the ramp was interesting.
Yeah, no, it looked a bit tight.
So we wanted to get you guys on and have a bit of a chat with you about ASL Valeting, where you guys have come from, etc., because as part of our network, it's important to, one, we get to know you a bit more, but also because you're on a bit of a growth in terms of where you're going as a business. So yes. Do you want to tell us when you started and where you've come from?
I originally started, where I got the feel for the sort of detailing side of work, was a local garage, you know, just general valeting. I did a course with a few companies, got the bug, as they say, and it just went on from there. Started doing it the weekends. I then got too good. I was told by the company that we can't progress you any further. It was a bit strange.
It's always a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll go have a go myself. It was about 2016 I started, and it's been steady, but I'm trying to move in the right directions of where I want my business to go.
Yeah.
So rather into the detailing side of things, not the valeting side of things.
Yeah. So you've got a good customer base.
Good customer base. Like every day you pick up a new one from a friend or a family of theirs, or a recommendation, so it's good.
Yeah, recommendations are sometimes the best intros we can get, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. That's who they know, and who they know after that, it just ball rolls from there.
Good. And so you guys have recently taken on a unit as well, haven't you?
Yes. No, it's a big achievement for ourselves. Big 1,400 square foot unit. Thought we wouldn't fit it, but we're finding the space to fit it.
Quite quickly.
Yes, yeah.
Run out of space fast, don't you?
Yeah, you build a wall and all of a sudden you've lost half your space. You're like, what? But it's good. It's a learning journey is what I call it. You never know where the business will end up once you get going. So
yeah, I've been down to your unit and had a look around. It's a nice setup, and you know, as with all of these things, it's knowing what to do first, isn't it? And
yeah, so we put the wall up. We thought, oh, that looks nice. You start adding more walls, you're like, oh, does it look right, does it not look right? But at the end of the day, we're getting there slowly, so hopefully we'll be there soon.
Yeah, the bay is going to be awesome, I think, and certainly because you guys are based in Abingdon.
Yes, yeah, just the bottom of Boars Hill, so, which is quite good.
Yeah, nice part of the world. Unit looks great. You're going to be looking after some nice cars around there, I should imagine.
Yes, hopefully, once we get our name out there and people know we're there, so it'd be good.
Awesome. So in terms of, you know, a lot of the standard work you kind of guys do recently, you do a lot of machine correction and what have you?
Sort of a machine enhancements, ceramic coatings we're starting to dip into now, which is good. You know, the protections as well for fabric hoods and leather and stuff, so it's good. It's moving.
It's building up and building your portfolio in terms of services that you offer to customers. It's been a bit of an even longer learning curve for you guys, because as you said, you're kind of stepping out, just doing the maintenance, cleans and the valetings, which are, you know, it's the kind of work we'll all take.
Yeah. No, I don't. I like the dirty interior, turning that round, and the customer goes, oh, never thought it'd be that clean. Yeah. But it's always the joy of doing it. Some people don't like doing dirty interiors, but I find satisfaction in doing it. So
yeah, which is, you know, everybody's got their own little quirk in terms of what. Me, I hate interiors. Lorraine does the interiors here. It's not for me. I quite like machine correction, one or two stages, and making that paintwork really pop is what does it for me. But yeah, she's like you. She likes interiors.
Yeah, no, I'd like get my hands dirty and getting in there and making sure it's clean for the customer. So,
just a couple of things in terms of your journey from your business perspective. You started out, as most people do, an interest in cars and an interest in valeting stroke detailing, and that's kind of grown. More and more customers, more recommendations.
Yep.
You know, if you were going to talk to a new start person today, because there's been lots popping up, and that's fine because everybody starts in a very similar way. What would be your biggest piece of advice to them?
Don't price yourself too low, because you'll find it very hard to get out of the low pricing. You may have to lose a few customers to up your prices. I know that sounds stupid, but in terms of when they're stuck to that price, they expect that price. So yeah. Say you spend an extra hour and you're still charging the same money as 2 hours. They kind of expect that as a normal.
As a given, yeah.
So it's very hard to sort of separate yourself. When I first started, I was pretty cheap from what I was pushing out. And gradually I thought, I can do better. And I'll reach more clientele by being honest with my pricing.
Yep.
So we decided to change our pricing quite recently, and it's worked out quite well. I've lost a few people, which you're going to do. But the people that respect your honest opinion will stay with you.
Yeah, I think it's and not just your opinion. I mean, obviously the quality of work you guys have put out today when we've been shooting the video on the Porsche Taycan, which we'll cut and edit and put into a nice video on YouTube for you guys.
Yep.
That'll be available soon, obviously, to look at. When you're doing that kind of quality of work, then you should be charging a premium.
Yeah.
So, I guess real sound advice. New start people typically just kind of try and undercut people just to get the work, and I think that's a bit of a challenge. And
yeah, it is. I done it myself when I first started. I looked in the area, they charge this, someone charges that. Maybe I'll go bang in the middle or a little bit low to get that clientele.
Mm.
And it did work. It did work for a while, but it gets to some point where you start getting a bit more thorough with your valeting. You're like, could charge them an extra tenner here, an extra 20 quid here, and they feel a bit like, why are you charging me that? You did it last week for 25.
Yeah.
So it's a hard one to get out of.
Yeah, because you then got to justify that extra cost, haven't you? And yes. I guess when you're setting high standards as you are now, and particularly with your unit work that's coming in, and you've had some lovely cars in that Alpha that you guys did the other day, looked awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a challenge, but we got there.
it's you're at that level now, and I guess you've got to be able to look at a customer in the eye and go, no, we charge this amount because we're that good.
Yeah,
it's not a case of. We're scrimping or just kind of finding value in terms of the work that we're doing. If you're going to be spending 6, 7, 8 hours on a car, maybe more, you've got to get that return for your business.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So say that Alpha was there till 9 o'clock at night trying to get it done, so.
Good fun.
No.
Nobody likes a late
one. It was a late one, but I've done later, so.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get your dad in on this conversation as well.
That'll be fun.
So Steve's going to have a go at this and ask him some things. How's working with your dad going?
Yeah, not too well. Obviously, he's never sort of done the valeting side of things. So it's, you're trying to teach him your trade and get him on board of the level I want to be at, mm-hmm. the same as him. So it's good. It's good. I quite enjoy working with my dad. I've worked for him since I was, 16, whenever I left school. So it was good.
Good. And he's going to come in and take a slightly different stance on it.
From
a business perspective. So, all right, good. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming up and spending time with us. You're always welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Good. Great to speak to you.
Thank you.
Cheers, buddy. Hello again, it's Chris from Detailers Cast. So I've got Steve here from ASL Valeting. How are you, Steve?
Hi, very good, thank you.
So we've had Andy in and we've had a bit of a chat with him about where you guys have been and where you're going to go. We've been talking about the journey from mobile detailing and into unit base.
Yep.
And Andy was telling us that you've come on board, starting to work with him, not only from a detailing perspective.
Yeah, I think Andy's experience in the detailing world is good. I hope to bring the next level to the business, a bit of business experience, a bit of purchasing background, a bit of accountancy background as well. So
okay, yeah. Do you want to?
So yeah, I mean, obviously, in the past I've worked as in corporate management, so handling million-pound accounts and stuff,
right.
Talking to customers. So it was just a case of bringing a bit of professionalism to the business to look for that. Different step in clients, so we can look at being more confident and comfortable talking to customers. There are a lot of people out there doing this now, so it's trying to make ASL stand out.
Yep.
Trying to show what we can offer the customer and have their confidence in us. So, yeah. And you know, I think with the two-pronged attack, with Andy as an experience as a detailer and valeting, me with some business experience, hopefully we can push it on to the next level.
Yeah, good recipe for success.
We'll see. Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, certainly from the look of the unit you guys have recently taken on just outside of Abingdon, and you know, you're spending a lot of time in terms of investing, in terms of work and the look and feel of the place, I think it's going to go really well.
I think it's like yourselves, sort of building a brand that people have trust in. You know, and there's nothing better than word of mouth. You know, there's nothing better than that. You know, selling your business, it's very easy to advertise the best business in the world. But to actually mean that, I'm not saying we're the best. I just want to be up there with the best.
Yeah,
you know, that's what we're aiming for. So the unit is the next step. The unit is our baby as such, and let's hope the future goes well and we grow it into the business that we hope it can be.
Yeah, and you know, based on the work you guys have been putting out, and we were talking about the Porsche Taycan that we've been playing with today,
yeah,
and coating, etc., that looks awesome, you know, in terms of the work that Andy puts out.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, and that's the thing, and obviously I'll jump in and I'm learning, but I'm very much a novice in that side of the industry, but I'm keen. I want to learn, even at in the later stages of my life, that we can that I can give him something too. But it's good to work with your son. There's not many people that can say they have that opportunity, and I'm proud to be working with him. He's a good lad and he deserves this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we're a family run business, you guys are family run. I think there's a lot to be said for those kind of setups. And
yeah, I believe so. I think, you know, it's
consumers recognize that as well, I think.
Yeah, and because we've got different skill sets, hopefully we'll play off one another and build a brand that's there to last. That's what we want.
I was really keen to talk to you in particular about your view of the detailing industry. Obviously it's something fairly new to you, but you bring a different slant to it, and where I'm going with this is that, you know, something that we recognize is a bit of a challenge within the industry is that people have excellent skill sets, you know, really good at detailing cars, but they have a bit of a challenge in terms of the business side of it, and that's what this podcast is all about. So
I think just coming in from a layman's terms, that there is so much to look at. There's so much to take on, and there's a different product for everything, and that's where my confusion comes. You know, when I started looking at it, I was like, you know, this does that, this does what, this, you know, and how can I break that down into so that we're using a product that we know we trust, but we're not stocking the shelves with 16 different versions of the same thing.
Because there's a lot of that that goes on in this industry, yeah.
And that's what really, when I first reached out to you guys and started speaking to you. We've used a lot of products, and Andy's used a lot of products. I've stored them in my garage for many years, so it's nice now to have a unit where we have a stock room.
Yep.
So I have a garage back now. So it's nice to actually work alongside yourselves, where we can reach in, and there's that support. Being an accredited detailer, you feel like I could phone you any time of the day and ask you a question, and I'll get a response, and that's what I want. And that's not me selling zirconite for you. It's me telling the truth. It's me.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And you know, and that's how I felt in the time we've worked together so far. That it's, from my point of view, I might have to ask a dumb question, but you're answering the dumb questions without giving me any hesitation, and that's what we're looking at. And obviously, the experience is building from Andy's point of view of being in a unit based thing, because it's a whole different animal to being mobile. Different price sets, different levels of work, different way of approaching customers, and that's what we've got to tune the business to do now. Mm-hmm. So we go forward, not turning our back on mobile valeting. We'll still do some, you know, the customers out there that use us for mobile valeting can have confidence that we'll still do that. But we want to offer something different, something special, and that's what we're trying to do. And I think we're heading in the right direction.
If you could give any piece of advice to any other detailer, not Andy because he's your son and it's your business, right? But if you were looking at any other detailing business out there, what do you reckon it would be? You know, having learnt what you've learnt so far and then come in.
I think not be afraid to try new things, because that's, I think what I've found, and certainly with Andy and the other detailers I've spoke since I've been part of this, is they get very comfortable with the product. And it's almost like that no other product will do the same thing or the same sort of job. And I think you may have to work slightly different ways. You may have to try a different method, but to be confident in using it. And I think that's, we found certainly that when we start to use other products, some are good, some are not, some are much better than others, but you've got to give them the time. You've got to put the effort in. Big believer in you only get out what you put in.
Yeah.
And I think that we're starting to reap the benefits of that. We're starting to reach out and find people that will help us, because I think what I have seen in the short time that I've been on this ride is that there is a tendency for everybody to not so much put each other down, but not sort of get each other support. And I think that's what we all need to kind of stick together, or else the industry tends to become one big dogfight.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's healthy for any of us. You know, I think we all need to work together and pull together. And, you know, maybe, you know, you might not like that product. That might be better for you. But, you know, it doesn't mean it doesn't work for everyone else.
No, exactly that. I mean, you know, compounds and pads are such, we have a range of compounds. And, you know, our guys' vendors go, what's this one like? And our general sales pitch to them is, it's a compound and it does this job. But it comes down to
try it.
But are we going to say it's going to be the right one for you personally? Don't know.
No, but you don't know if you don't try.
Exactly.
And I mean, the other thing that you find is that only through confidence will you be confident in selling that product.
Yeah.
So, you know, we believe at ASL that if we use a product and we're confident in it, then we will back it.
Yeah.
But we'll be honest, if we don't, you know, no single supplier is going to give you everything,
no.
You know. You know, the people that are trying to give you everything is where you want to go with, because the support you need is there. And I think if we all get on this game together, then I think it'll be a better place.
There's enough cars out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's enough cars out there. And the other thing as well is there's enough products out there too. And that's what's amazed me. Coming into the industry is just the volume of products that there are. Yeah.
Why have one when you can have six?
Available. It's you know,
nuts, isn't it?
Because there's no more room in my garage, Chris.
This is why we try and keep it as slim as possible in terms of the product line. So, have you enjoyed today?
It's been fantastic, Chris. I'll just say thank you for your time. And like I said, from when I walked off the street, that you've got to treat me like this is my first day. And the questions have been answered, and the advice has been there. It's been great.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure having you up here. I'm sure we'll have you up here again. And Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure to see both of you and Andy, and I'm sure we'll see you guys again. And
you sure will.
Have a cracking day.
Yeah, take care. Thank you.
Thanks very much.